My name's Paul, it's not Mr. Hayden. My title has been abolished and dropped, it's not used.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I've told them numerous times, they seem to have a great difficulty in this. I do have a title, but that title's been dropped and it is not Mr.
Right, okay. What would you like me to put you down as?
Paul.
Right, okay. It's one of those on a computer field, we'll have to put in Mr., you know, you've got the options, Mr.,
yeah,
Mrs., you know, all of that.
Title,
so.
And it's the revered, or reverend.
Reverend.
I don't use the title. The title's been dropped.
Right, okay. So,
yeah.
So do you want me to leave it as Mr., that's Mr., or reverend, or we'll have to have something in that field,
I don't use the title.
Okay.
If you want to put a title on that, you can do that.
Okay.
But you have no authority to use my name with a title. That is copyright protected. My name is copyrighted. And if you were to use it in any other manner referring to myself, there will be a charge of £38,000.
All right, okay.
My name.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, you with me? You contact
I certainly am, yes.
Your name as I say you can use it. And not in any other manner whatsoever. If you use it in any other manner but the type, but what we are contracted to do, then you are using that fraudulently, and that would be under the copyright protection, and I will pursue that.
Okay, understand. How can I help you with regards to your policy?
Right. One is, I've been informed that I've made a claim for a windscreen. I've got you representatives of DA Insurance when at the onset of making the claim, my inquiries to that recorded, and actually the claim which was made over the telephone for the screen, reassuring me that this would not go down as a claim.
Right, okay.
They are now informing me after this has took place, which again is deception, and there are precedents of law, precedents of law which have actually been brought into it, which I will be using. Which actually now say that you've actually breached your own guidelines. Unless, of course, this is common practice within the area to actually do this, then there's been a mistake on my records, and then I would need compensating for that mistake.
Mm-hmm. I'll certainly look into it, but the standard procedures are a windscreen claim is part of your claims history.
Well, we are actually live now on Dark City Radio. And all my conversations do go out live. That's www.darkcityradio.com.
That's if I'll give you permission to do that.
You don't need to give me permission to do it. Under the Wireless and Television Act, as long as I'm not actually transmitting anybody's personal details or anything that can be used in reference to any individual or acting upon that information, then no law is actually broken, no breach of any bylaw.
Okay, I'll take your word for that, Mr. Hayden, yes?
No, it's not Mr. Hayden, there's no title, that's £38,000. Were warned. You were told if you use my name in any other way, there will be a charge of £38,000 for copyright use of my name. You just used my name with the title.
Right, okay, Paul.
Is your billing address? Your personal billing address?
No.
What do you mean, no? You were informed beforehand of the conditions of this call and that you're out to use my name. You've just used my name, have you not?
I'm sorry, it's just a force of habit, you know, customers would do see it.
Gil, I accept your admission, Gil. I accept the admission of guilt you've just made in with your statement of sorrow. You used it, they didn't use it. You were informed of that. You personally were informed of that. You can hide behind that, but that's what's just happened. But this will not pay for the use of my name. Sorrow is not negotiable payment for the use of the name. It's £38,000.
What do you want me to say there, Paul?
Just want you to give me your billing address so I can send you the bill. Your personal billing address. You've just used my name and recorded and lied. You just did that after I give you prior notice of my intention to charge you £38,000 for using my name. You just used my name and you used the title. Therefore, you misused my name and misrepresented me. This is law, bro. It's legalese. Yeah, I mean, me and you, the likes of us get duped with this on a daily basis. On a daily basis. On the interest of just me treating you as just a fellow brother here on this plane, trying to sort out things as best we can in a real shitty situation,
okay.
I'll let it slide. But I won't let it slide again. I won't let it slide for the corporate business that's trying to have me over by using my name.
Right, okay.
They have done that, and you know they've done that. You know they have. There's no doubt about that. You know they've done that, and if you want to aid in and abet them in the continual use of that and defraudulent use of my name, then you will be a party to that as an individual. There's nothing I can do about that, then, man. I mean, if you want to continue to be a party into that deception, then you are aiding and abetting the deception. You can't hide behind the company. You can't.
Right, okay, Paul. What would you like me to do next?
You give me the billing address. I'll send it to the company. For their representative using my name. And the minimum charge is £38,000. That's been agreed by their representative in using that name. Check me out, bro. I mean, you can do this. I mean, I can take them to court now. They won't turn up. I mean, I've done it with Barclays Bank, I've done it with Lloyds TSB, I've done it with Tameside Metropolitan Bureau. We've done it with others. We keep trying to have us off. Make a minimum charge for using my name. It's a copyright name, it belongs to me. Copyright on the bus. Yeah, so I've copyrighted my own name as Paul Aidan. You keep using this other name, which is a fictitious character that doesn't really exist. I'm a living entity. You're asking me what I would like you to do. Are you aware I've already instructed you what to do?
Yes, I'm just about to give you the address, if you can kindly give me a moment there.
Okay, the billing address, yeah?
That's correct, yeah. If you bear with me a moment, I'll give you an address, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
The address is AA Insurance Services, P.O. Box.
You can't use a P.O. Box as a billing address, my friend, that's illegal. A P.O. Box is not an address, that's a P.O. Box.
Right, okay,
Where would I send the bailiff? I can't send the bailiff to a P.O. Box, can I?
Okay, I think what I need to do is I need to establish which is the best address.
Address for billing. Where do people send the bills? You've contracted with me today, and now you've gone away and you're saying you're willing to give me the billing address. You've tried to find me the billing address, therefore you're agreeing with the payment. All I need now to do is to send the bill so I can receive the payment of £38,000.